The next coach on the teleconference is Ohio State's Urban Meyer. Ohio State visits Virginia Tech at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Monday on ESPN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make a statement or go straight to questions?
Straight to questions.
All right, with that, we'll go ahead and take questions.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our first question comes from the line of Tim May with Columbus Dispatch.
Thank you very much. Hey, Urban, I was wondering, this time a year ago, a few people outside the Ohio State football program knew a lot about Ezekiel Elliott. Now he's basically being cast as one of the Heisman front runners. And I'm just wondering, from your associations with him and stuff, how much have you seen him change, or have you seen him change at all personality-wise? What just stands out about that in the way he has handled his fame?
Well, the best thing about Zeke is he comes from a very grounded family, and I have noticed a change. It's hard not to, but not a negative change, especially the way he's handled himself throughout training camp and getting ready for this game. That's his best attribute, is his work ethic. So there is a change, but it's just a typical maturity change. And also, I've witnessed kids that young people that from Cardale Jones to Braxton Miller to J.T. Barrett, to Darren Lee. Of course they change, but it's a positive change in Zeke's case.
Hey, you spoke in Chicago that Joey Bosa had been kind of laser-like focus ever since the news came down about him with you guys and stuff. Have you continued to see that? What encourages you that he's got to be ready to play against Hawaii? I mean, what stands out about the way he's gone about his business, I guess?
Yeah, I think the truth is setting in now, and I can see the pain in his, just the pain that he's not going to be on that plane and join his teammates. But, yeah, his focus and practice and the way he works, he'll be more than ready for game 2.
Thanks, man.
Our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Urban. Wondering why you decided to allow the Big Ten to get a real in-depth glimpse of your program on the Scarlet and Gray show, and if you've seen any of the shows.
Yeah, we were contacted by ESPN at first, and I do things like that just for recruiting, and I thought ESPN did a magnificent job whenever that was 3 or 4 years ago, and we needed it. At that time, the reason I did it was because the negativity that was surrounding our program was real. It was impacting recruiting, and it was just impacting perception of a great place. That's the reason we did it back then. I was approached this year and gave a lot of thought to it, and then we said yes, and then the Big Ten wanted to do it as well, and I guess we're contractually obligated to do that, and I thought they've done a great job. I've seen the first two, and I think there's one more coming out. The Big Ten Network does a great job. I'm glad we did it.
Yeah, I think it's been excellent. Would you say this decision at quarterback is the toughest or among the toughest you've had in your time as coach?
I thought it would be. It actually has not been. Kind of have an idea who's going to go early, but I've also made a decision that when you have good players, you play them. And I would anticipate throughout the course of the year we'll play both quarterbacks.
Okay. Very good. Thanks.
Our next question comes from the line of Ken Rota with WHBC Radio.
Urban, as you ponder that decision at quarterback, how much of an advantage is it for a quarterback who has already faced a defense like you're going to see out of Virginia Tech?
Very good question. I think that was so many moons ago that I would imagine JT would not even, other than we were not prepared for that, and he was not prepared for that, and that was, I would anticipate that, or I would imagine JT would say he feels much more prepared for all situations now. That was really his second start. And the first start was against a much different team, Navy, and the focus was so much on the defending the option that they were very vanilla on defense, Navy was. And so he was not ready for what Virginia Tech gave him. So I don't think there's much advantage now because it's a whole different animal.
For you, as you embark on this game, it's the first of many this season, and you haven't talked a lot about defending your national championship, but you've been in this position twice before. I'm just curious, as a coach, are you approaching this season with that in mind any differently?
Yeah, I never really have. We don't use the word defend. I would be disappointed if I heard that from anybody involved in our program. It's about playing nine units strong. It's about everybody being accountable to the unit. And they learned a lesson last year, or not learned a lesson, but they did it as well as any team I've ever been around. That's just handle your business within the unit. And if our nine units play strong, we got a really good chance of winning. If they don't, we probably won't win the game.
Can you give those nine units? Some people have asked what those nine units are. Can you give that?
Sure. On offense, there's quarterbacks, receivers, running backs, tight ends, and O-line. On defense, there's corners, safeties, linebackers, and D-line. And there's nine position coaches.
All right, thanks.
Our next question comes from the line of Bill Rabinowitz with Columbus Dispatch.
Yes, Urban, is there a way to quantify either an intensity or time, just how much you've prepared for Virginia Tech compared to other openers in the past?
Yeah, I don't think ever recall preparing for one. I think when I was at Utah, we opened up with Texas A&M, and it was very similar. Whenever you play a great team to start the season, that's your focus is, you know, I know we play Hawaii the second game, but our focus has all been on this one. And the other time I remember was Texas A&M.
Okay. And I know you're only focused on this game and day at hand, but there's so much expectations for this team. How do you guard against you guys, but especially your players, thinking about how great this season can be, how great what the expectations are, because they're as high as they can be?
I think that's been asked, I don't know, a couple thousand times, and it's just, once again, nine units strong. I don't mean to give you the same answer over and over again, but it's nine strong, and if our focus is on anything other than within the unit, then we got a problem. And I've learned in that my career over the years, and I think our team did. You know what's amazing, Bill, is when you ask guys like whether it be Larry Johnson, whether it be Luke Fickell, or guys like Chris Ash, who've been around for a while, how many times they've been on a staff or a team that was nine strong. And it's amazing. Most of them are zero. You know, there's always some unit that's not holding up their end of the bargain. And last year, we were nine strong. The year before, we were not. We were six strong, and obviously we failed. So that's the conversation me and you are having. That's all we have throughout this whole program. So those questions like that, they just don't exist. Answers, conversation like that just doesn't exist around here.
Okay. Thanks, Urban.
Our next question comes from the line of Jonathan Schopp with Spartan Nation.
Coach, a lot of people have admiration for Frank Beamer for a lot of different reasons. When you reflect on what he's done to basically put Virginia Tech football on the national map, what comes to mind?
Consistency. You know, he's a consistent winner. Also fundamental. You know, he's not a trick guy. You know, he's the coaches that survive and are consistent winners. They believe in fundamentals, and you know, he's always have very good defense, excellent special teams, and over the years the offense has improved. And he's also a friend, so I think he's just great for college football.
Coach, is there any kind of revenge element to the game Saturday? And do you have to actively discourage your team from getting caught up into anything to do with trying to make up for what happened last year?
I don't think so. You know, I think our players, anytime you lose, you carry that with you all year long. But to say a revenge game, it's more than that. This year, you're playing an excellent team, on, especially their defensive side of the ball. Every time I watch them, I'm just so impressed with how hard they play. So we got enough to worry about. Then, you know, to say they're not thinking and disappointed and really upset we lost that game, but we don't use the term revenge. We have to get ready to go play a good team.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you.